This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Since 1988, Merlefest has brought some of the favorite names in traditional music to North Carolina. They play Americana, country, bluegrass, and all sorts of other tunes. The festival started as a way to honor the memory of Eddie Merle Watson. He was Doc Watson's son. He died in 1985 in a tractor accident. The event also raises money for Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro, near where the Watsons live. This year, Doc Watson, the Doobie Brothers, and Lyle Lovett are all going to play, and those are just some of the more than 90 artists who will be crowding into, in fact, have been crowding into Wilkesboro since yesterday when the festival opened up. John Cowan joins us by phone now. He's a veteran of Merlefest. He's going to be playing this year with the Doobie Brothers, as well as his own band, the John Cowan Band.
What do I do when there's no way out? Trapped by the weight of the world. Back to your arms.
John, welcome.
Thanks, Frank. It's a pleasure.
How long have you been playing Merlefest?
You know, I was trying to calculate that the other day. I'm going to guess I've only missed three or four since the beginning. And, of course, I was there in the beginning. And I believe 1988 was the first year, and the festival has changed so dramatically. I watched a video of the first year a couple of weeks ago, and literally what they did, there's a little cabin that people are familiar with Merlefest know about. But what they did the first year is they pulled a little flatbed tractor trailer truck up in front of the cabin, and they stuck a little PA on there, and we all played. And, you know, I'm guessing there might have been 3,000 people there, and I think the attendance now is up in the 60,000-80,000 per year.
Oh, well, aside from the size and the fact that maybe the PA system is a little more sophisticated, what else has changed in terms of the music and the people who go?
You know, the music has broadened as they've tried, as the crowds have grown, but I have to say they've done a good job, in my opinion, over the years, of keeping roots artists involved with the festival. And it hasn't been a little divergent in the last 10 years in terms of the stature of some of the headline artists that they bring in. But really, there's so many stages that a person that likes roots music can easily get their fill of what they're hungry for in terms of really great artists.
You knew Merle Watson. Tell us what he was like.
Oh, Merle was a gregarious, wonderful combination of a guy that had grown up in the mountains up there in North Carolina and who'd traveled since he was, you know, a young teenager with Doc. So he'd been around the world. So he was this curious combination of a real streetwise guy from the mountains. And, you know, he, like a lot of us back in the day, because of our age, he liked rock and roll too. So, you know, there was this big chasm back in the 70s between the old school bluegrass guys and the young hippie guys like us. And I was talking about the band Newgrass Revival I was a part of. We, you know, were treated kind of badly by a lot of people, and Doc and Merle kind of took us under their wings, and they kind of were like, well, these kids can really play, and we don't really care what they look like. So they were not only our mentors but our protectors, and then Merle was closer to our age, of course, than Doc, so we shared a lot of memories and love for different kind of music besides folk or bluegrass music.
How do you think the audience has changed? You talked about that rift. I mean, people like Bill Monroe and the old school, they just weren't too fond of you hippies coming along and messing with the music. But now, I mean, we're all grateful that you did. And I wonder how the audience is now with a younger audience, if they even know about that or if it much matters to them.
I don't think they do, and I don't think it much matters. There is still that chasm there, though. It's kind of strange, you know. And I think this is true in jazz and a lot of true art forms and genres of music, that there's always the people that want to uphold the tradition that the music was started with, and then get, you know, their feathers little wrinkled by somebody coming along and wanting to contemporize it. I think that still goes on.
Well, you know, I think you probably represent better than anybody the whole spirit of Merlefest in its diversity, but also its faithfulness to roots music. I mean, you're going to be there with the Doobie Brothers. Made your mark with them not long ago when you were part of that band, but also the John Cowan band. So, you know, give us a sense of what we're going to expect, what we can expect at Merlefest.
Well, it's like, you know, it's what's nice for me is to be able to participate as a member of the Doobie Brothers, and you know, they have a long-standing history and a body of work that's wonderful. And then as well, I get to play my own music, which is, you know, much more rootsy than that. You know, it's more acoustic-based music. So, and that kind of speaks to the thing that's important to me is to remember what Merle was about as a person. And for those who didn't know him, I think the festival is very representative of him and Doc's vision of music, which is they're very inclusive people. They're not, they don't like exclusivity in music. They never did. Doc played electric guitar to make ends meet for him and Rosalie and Merle when he was a much younger man in the 50s. So he doesn't hate rock and roll. He loves blues and he just likes good music. And I think that is the important part of Merlefest that they have kept going, and I hope they always do.
When I listen to the Doobie Brothers and I listen to Newgrass Revival or some of the even rootsier stuff that I know you love to do, they seem like very different kinds of music to me. I can love them all and embrace them all. Do you have to get yourself in a whole different place when you're doing Doobie Brothers versus the John Cowan Band or when you were with Newgrass?
Sort of, but not really because, you know, having grown up and been a teenager when the Doobie Brothers first came around, I was a fan a long time before I was ever a member of the band. So, but I'm just a curious kind of musician in that I grew up playing rock and roll and rhythm and blues, and then when I was 24, I quite accidentally walked into this world of bluegrass. So I'm kind of a curious personality mix of music, and I think that's not that different than what you're going to see at Merlefest.
Well, we hope you never lose that curiosity, and we're so happy you're here. John Cowan, thank you so much for talking with us.
You bet, Frank.
John Cowan's a veteran of Merlefest, going to be performing this year with the Doobie Brothers and his own John Cowan Band. Merlefest began yesterday, continues through Sunday on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. For more information, go to merlefest.org. Just ahead, UNC Religious Studies professor Bart Ehrman talks about his new book, Forged, on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.